Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I tell you something?
Huh?
Vice nights at the Heat's house are a mother bleeping vibe, dude.
I gotta tell you, I think I like the black ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
They are so good. They are so good. By the way, shout out to Selena yesterday. She got me the new Vice donut. What the hell is it called? What's the place?
The salty donut.
The salty donut, dude. They sell this at the game. Yeah. Where the hell are they selling?
They have a couple stands around the arena. Dude. Very delicious.
I was like,
how big was this donut?
It's ginormous.
Not small. Not small. It's at the 100 level. Salty donut.
No, here's the funny thing. So Tobin's telling the story about the donut. And he said he put the donut in his area by his bag.
Yep.
And he looked at the donut and said,
oh, yeah. I'm going to get you later. He's like, a post-wind donut, dude?
For the ride home.
I was Zazzle used to have this bit back in the day when he was doing pre-games for the Heat, pre-post for the Heat, and they would eliminate a coach. He would like to sit in the press conference and eat ice cream. Now, I didn't do that. I didn't sit here in the visitors' press conference eating ice cream. But all I thought about was, man, kick the Warriors' ass. I can't wait to eat that donut. And it was delicious.
So, man, I like donuts. But
he's been on this the whole day just thinking about the donut after you said
it. Yeah.
You're going to go get some fancy donuts tomorrow, huh?
No, I can't.
Yeah, sure you can, dude.
Like, no, because like some of the donuts are so big and have so much stuff on them that they become – it's too much.
It was a delicious
Nothing
donut.
Is better than just a hot Krispy Kreme.
But they just – the whole thing. Like they got DJ M-Dot out there
Even
with
the
DJ
jelly
set.
Ones.
And they got like the Vice – Pyro, pew, 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 pew. Oh, right. and the jersey's so good looking and the court's good looking. It's just
good looking.
It's the best.
Now, what if I told you those colors were blue?
If you told me what colors were blue,
the black,
yeah.
Because why would it be?
That's basically what the Dolphins.
Oh, what the Dolphins did. Yeah,
it's the same look.
Oh, but when I had that take, everybody got angry with me.
Whoa!
About
whoa,
the Canes.
No.
Why
no,
are you going to talk to her like that? Relax. I'll still talk to the microphone.
Relax.
No, because, no.
You
no.
come in, listen.
Because all of you were like, oh,
we
got to
get you here
so
more days.
Nice.
We got to get you here more days.
I did think the jerseys, hold on. I did think the Dolphins jerseys were nice. I just thought it was a ridiculous claim they were making. It was like, why did they try and tell me it was
know
a color
why?
It wasn't? It
you
wasn't.
Know who else, you
I
know who else does that? Chicago.
I thought objectively the jerseys looked good, Brittany. I liked the jerseys, but I just thought it was a weird thing to be like, no, it's dark ocean blue.
No,
you
I
know
agree.
Chicago's
yes,
uniforms
but,
are blue.
Which ones? The Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm aware.
But that's the kind of the same color.
Not really. That
It didn't look like it at all.
Why are you so upset?
Schmeathan says, hard to fight the Chunks allegations when you're the first one to get early donut access.
I feel like I'm you not have a new nickname,
all,
too.
I'm not trying to fight any allegations. All right? I enjoyed the Wait. Donut, Schmeathan.
Why? Dade South got me like the generals again.
Didn't realize I was talking to vegan Schmolnick over here. So healthy.
I tell you what. He's talking about donuts, and he's making fun of you.
Mm-hmm.
He better be bodied by Jake if we run into him. I'm just saying.
I think that's probably all he does is just work out and listen to this show.
Work out angrily because yeah, he's always
out.
Mad.
He's always
telling everybody to go to hell. Headlines, by the way, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. The Heat, they win last night. Hear a little bit from Eric Spoelstra here as Coach Spo talked about how they turned things around. A little bit of a close affair against the Warriors bench and backups. And then fourth quarter time, Norman Powell said, enough of that nonsense. Here was Spo.
I think when once Drew threw the ball to me, I think the energy changed. And he was a terror after that. I mean, he seemed like he was all over the place in our zone. He's the top of the zone, bottom of the zone, wing of the zone. He was making some things happen. That changed, like, you know, kind of the energy of that moment. And then everybody else, you know, just fed off of that. And then Norm at the end, you know, I thought he was just really good in the second half. It was frustrating, you know, obviously in the first half. He only had 3 points, but then he responded. With his voice, he was verbal in every huddle. He was engaged. He was just figuring out, hey, I've got to find a different way to make an impact. And it started with his voice, started with making, you know, defensive efforts. And then, you know, down the stretch, he just was really good. You know, when we put the ball in his hands and ran a pick and roll, you know, basically with him and Bam, and he was able to create some separation there just out of his skill level.
There you go. He was awesome yesterday. I can't believe how good he is and just like he
– Got him for nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Dude.
I think it was just a matter of they thought that he would leave anyway. I think it had more to do with that. You see what I mean? Like, I don't think it had anything to do with whether they
but
won.
The thing is, was weird with them, right? Like, is like they're in the exact situation they were last year where Kawhi gets hurt early because Kawhi gets hurt. And that's where he took over for them. It was like him and Harden and Zubac.
Right.
And like they thought Bradley Beal was going to be exactly, they thought he was going to be Five Below version of Norm Powell.
That's your fault.
Why?
That's their fault, I mean.
Oh.
If you thought that Bradley Beal was going to be Norman Powell or be that guy you could use in that role, shame on you. The guy been hurt for half of his career, and the other half he complained about not wanting to be where he was.
It was a time yesterday, man. But he, like, that last 7 minutes, the dude could have missed. It was ridiculous. Reverse layups, three balls, runner and one.
Let's not forget about Kalel and his play the last 2 weeks.
Man, he's been so good. And I was definitely wondering because, like, you're wondering, all right.
Is he going to put a string or is that one off?
Yeah, right. And also is he's going back to the bench now? Is he going to come with that same energy? Dude was rebounding his ass off. Couldn't make a basket to save his life for whatever reason. But
it's for some reason he does better if he has the ball and goes into the paint versus the ball thrown to him in the paint. And usually for a big, it's the opposite.
Yeah,
like usually when you catch it down low, you're good. But if you have to dribble it into the paint, that's when you struggle. He's the opposite.
Business classes. Leroy's just so used to blaming Tobin. It's a fair point.
It because it's usually always his fault.
Crazy.
Yeah. You're not the only one.
What's that?
Clayton.
He says that
who wanted Bradley Beal. Stop.
What?
Don't. Yes, you wanted him.
There was a time. There was a time.
Okay.
It was a phase. It was a phase. I grew out of it pretty right after he, you know, Bam did the move where he wore his jersey post game, and I was like, oh, here we go. And then he was like, but I think I want to stay in Washington. Nah, you wanted just Supermax.
Yeah.
And then it was like, you know, and then it was like I stopped playing basketball. Remember, he was leading the league in scoring. And then he, like, stopped playing basketball, and then everybody was just like, oh, Bradley Beal, it's finally time to go. He goes, I guess if you guys don't want me here anymore. And then he wanted to come back.
It's not you. It's that contract.
So, but Jimmy Butler, you know, sat there with his joy on his ass yesterday, and he watched his team lose. The Warriors, hopefully that rest. Listen, you know, hopefully it works for you, like, better than it did for Kenny Atkinson.
It's not going to work. Because
how
are you
this tired early on?
Here's what people don't realize. Jimmy's going to play some of the most incredible basketball you've ever seen, but when he wants to play it, not when you need it. And that's the part that's going to drive Golden State Warriors crazy. because they need him to be a second leading scorer. He won't be. He won't be for that team. And you're like, wait a minute. We gave this guy an extension and he's being, you know, and one to the and one?
Mario says, Tobin, can we talk about Bam for a sec here in his hat? We talked about it earlier on, Mario, but if you're just joining us, yes, Bam Adebayo, he brilliantly, charitably wore a hat of his foundation, which is known as Joy Dealer. And I just said it's chef's kiss. Like, only Bam Adebayo, who is a gentleman, right? Just a class dude, right? Can we just say that about Bam?
Very classy.
Just a class dude.
Yes.
Good person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's...
Can't play dominoes, but that's a whole nother
You do accuse him of being...
That's just personal beef, man.
Personal beef. He doesn't let it go.
Okay.
He's also very mad at Google, by the way. He's very mad at Google. Which we'll get to. Leroy, we'll get to that in a second.
Norman Powell clears that washed subpar Jimmy Ducketts. That's what we calling him now?
Everybody's calling him Jimmy Ducketts, dude.
Jimmy Ducketts.
Jimmy Ducketts. Quack, quack, quack. But Bam wears this hat, Joy Dealer, which is it's a nice touch, but you're also doing it for a good cause, you know? He goes, you know what would be funny? You know, like probably Asia Wilson's telling him, he goes, absolutely you're going to troll him tonight. What? Mr. Lost His Joy? How many times do you think Asia Wilson's been like, oh, I lost his joy.
We love a supportive girlfriend.
You know she's at home. Probably saying, hey, you bet not be over there networking. It's game time.
Yep. Look at her.
Look how cute.
Adore. Two scoops of adorable, those two. Tell you who loves him some Bam Adebayo, and that's Steph Curry.
Woo! Hobnobbing.
I didn't like that very much.
Why?
Everybody, he's adorable.
He's
too charming.
They're on two different levels. I'm just saying as far as age. Like, to get Bam to go there and Steph only has maybe a couple more years is kind of...
Maybe he gets sick of him over there. You know, what if Jimmy drives Steph out?
Leroy is Tobin's joy stealer.
Wow. Sometimes.
I mean, that hurt. Will you guys like it?
I'm just kidding, buddy. I love you. I'm sorry Google did that to you.
Yeah. You didn't stop you from chuckling and laughing it up.
I didn't like
you
that.
Said, hey, come see this. Come see
this. Does this have anything to do with the whole Ron Pitts thing?
Yes.
Kinda.
So I looked at, because Leroy was like, yeah, still stands. And I was like, yeah, I think it does still stand. And so, well, I looked up longest third down conversion in NFL history. And you want to come look at this, Jennifer? Or I'll bring the. I'll let you see my computer.
Hold on. Be careful.
Why?
When you read it, be careful.
Thank you.
The people read that. Don't have to laugh so hard. He's already hurting.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're not. You look me right in the face and say I'm sorry while laughing?
I'm so sorry, man. You just can't win this month.
I know. Listen, I've been accused of playing for Dallas. Google can't even get my name right.
Let me say it, okay?
Please read that.
The longest third down conversion in NFL history was a 53-yard run by Leroy Ford for the Minnesota Vikings.
Go down a couple bullet points. Give him his also known as.
No, stop.
Yeah, they did also known as.
Okay, wait.
It's right under the description.
Ron Pitts wrote that. I'm almost...
That's crazy. Oh, she just saw it.
What?
She just saw it.
Saw what?
I just saw it. So there's bullet points. And it says, player, Leroy Ford. And in parentheses it says, also sometimes referred to as Leroy Horde.
Just sometimes.
Just sometimes.
Only sometimes.
Just sometimes.
That's crazy. Sue them. Just sue them.
I guess this is why I'm always angry. I got some people that
I work with, think that you play
for Dallas. Google can't even get my name right.
Leroy.
Wow, Leroy, I'm so sorry. That's crazy.
Everything else. house? They got it right.
Except the name.
And that's like the number one thing to insult you with, because yes, you feel like names is just number one sign of respect.
Absolutely.
Dead South is not, it's not the time, dude. It's not the time.
They call Leroy the Expedition. Oh, what a jackass.
Why are you so hated?
I don't know. Say Eli Apple contributed to that article. Why did they? I don't know. I don't know why. I don't go around even bragging about playing football or nothing like that, right? Nothing. I mean, I guess maybe I should just wear my jersey around. That's what I should do.
Like a Which Marlin? One? Like, yeah. Like a Marlin at Media Day?
Yeah.
At Fan Fest?
Yeah.
Which one would you maybe wear?
I could wear it here. They know that I play.
Yeah, only wear your uniform.
We should just get your jersey in every team.
Yeah.
Just like every day. Be like, oh, did you play for them? It's like, yes, I was an Arizona Cardinal.
Just get my name on every.
Feel like you should.
Take a break.
Somebody asked me, did I play with Joe Rose?
Take a break. Back after this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. FM 104.3 WQAM, take you guys up until 2 here on the program. You guys see Jack Jones. He was on Good Morning Football today, but he also... He had a tweet about Mike McDaniel, and the Dolphins cornerback was asked to describe Mike McDaniel, and he said, describe Mike McDaniel only using one word. Jack Jones goes, genius.
Okay. Okay. I'm not questioning that.
His players are fighting for him. I mean, they do. They're playing
I'm gonna ask
tough.
You. Describe Mike McDaniel with one word.
Socrates.
One word, I would just say, is long-winded a hyphenated word?
No, that's what I would have
said. Rambler.
Or I would have went.
And everyone would understand.
What would Socrates say to that?
He does have kind of like a evil scientist kind of the way he talks, and nobody could actually understand what the hell he's saying. But he makes perfect good sense.
Jukebox says innovative.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a question: are you innovative if you create something but don't know how to use it? Because my complaint is not about the plays that he creates. It's about when he uses them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I told you yesterday, he's mayor of Two Cuteville.
So, that being said, How innovative is he if he doesn't know how to use what he's prepared?
What?
Who is that?
Do you even understand what I'm saying?
She just distracted me.
Who?
Jennifer.
It's Leroy Ford.
It's your own dealership, dude.
It wasn't me. It was Daysaw.
Of course it was. What kind of deals can I get down at Leroy Ford? Yuck it up, funny people. I'm mostly disappointed in you, Jennifer.
We're close. I love you.
No, too late.
You have never laughed so loud in your life.
Leroy, I'm just so stunned. Like, why do people keep coming after you this way?
Well, that wasn't people. That was
I'm
AI.
The Rodney. I'm the Rodney.
Crazy,
I'm telling you.
But AI is trained by people.
I think it trains itself.
I think I'm the Rodney eventually. Dangerfield of sports.
I think you are the Rodney Dangerfield. No respect.
None. Zero.
No respect.
Zero.
This is crazy.
Maybe it could start in this building.
Well, at least I know where you played. You hear that, Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
Isn't it Ryan?
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
That's why I said, that's why I said that. He wants to get your name and your team wrong. Well, you know what?
Oh, should we start the show? I'm going to start the show. Leroy Horde, University of Michigan.
Please.
Sensitive topic for Brittany, so don't.
We should start doing our show like
but
that.
But you know what? Leroy has never forgotten where he's from.
Nope.
I like the idea. We should. We should make like a compilation of all of our, like.
Jennifer Figueroa.
Starting lineup.
Yeah. Okay. Brittany Rodriguez, FIU.
Pause up.
FIU? I thought you went to Miami. The way you talk all that trash about Miami.
If you wanted to, you want to pay my tuition, $70,000 a year?
No, I didn't say
literally
that's
more
not
than half of Miami's fan base. They can't afford to go there. You got to go to a budget school, but you still root for the Canes. Right. Or you like me, you go to a school that doesn't have a football team.
Hey,
well,
I need to do something. We need to get Leroy's credit back, credibility back. Mm-hmm. This show has ruined my credibility.
Not this show. Why does it have to do with this show? Why do I get blamed?
Not blame people here. No.
By the way, you have olive loaf on your lips.
Glossy.
All serious. Just mad at everybody. And by the way,
Leroy, they're saying to Google Leroy Ford.
No.
I think you should.
We'll take a break back after this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. You got the Cats on the ice tonight, taking on the New Jersey Devils. Get that going at 7 o'clock tonight. Panthers and New Jersey. Doug Plagans with your call. Appreciate Plagans stopping by. Oh, man. Schmeathen says, you know how hard you got to be looking to notice something on another man's lips? It wasn't very hard at all, Schmeathen, to be honest with you. It was a big piece of olive loaf.
I mean, just
it wasn't very hard at all.
Just the way you kind of dropped it in there, like, as I was...
So subtle.
I'm sorry. Right. Well, you claim that the show ruined the credibility, which hurt my feelings a little bit.
Really?
I don't feel like I've hurt your credibility. And also, you like doing the same thing to me. You know, you're out here.
We go places, right?
Do the bit.
We go places.
You started the show calling him Chicken Lips, okay?
We go places. We be in Vegas. We go to a fight. He used to drag me to these fights all over. And he's the man at these places. Right? Everybody knows Tobin. They come and dap him up or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to read it or me?
No, I'm not reading it.
Schmeath and Schmolnick says, new show name, Loaf in the Oaf.
My goodness, what is wrong with y'all? So we go to these fights, mm-hmm. and everybody comes up to Tobin. They all know him. Right?
Twitcher!
And I'm like, I want to be a jackass like you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do it.
I mean, you know, these guys are putting their bodies on the line. You know, show some respect.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. You're sitting here, you know, hobnobbing. You guys are throwing back drinks on press row.
It wasn't press row.
It was press row.
The guy I was sitting next to wasn't in the press.
Who?
The guy I was talking to.
Oh, he definitely was in the press.
No.
You're crazy.
Hey, Leroy dyeing his beard blue ruined his credibility. Hmm. It wasn't me.
It was Big Spoon.
You let it happen.
I'm going to take a picture of the Big Spoon Bakery.
I got to tell you, listen, Big Spoon Bakery, if you need the perfect spokespeople for your establishment, trust me, Big Spoon of the Day.
Yeah.
We got it for you here on Tobin and Leroy. All day, dude. But look, I'm sorry you feel like I've ruined your credibility, but look, this is the give and take when you do 4 hours of silly sauce a day. We talk some sports with a lot of silliness, and this is why you made me go to press row yesterday and boo Jimmy Butler, which I did, quietly.
He definitely did.
You know?
Why do you do sphincter lips?
Come on, man.
Pucker up. I don't know. Like, overdo it. Dude, you have
Come
to,
on,
like,
man.
You could just boo. You didn't have to do.
What? He was booing. That's how your friend boos.
That's like when we say, what happened?
Does anybody hiss anymore? Do they boo hiss?
No.
Quack, quack, quack.
Jimmy Duckets.
Tobin was learning how to whistle. like, look.
Mm-hmm.
I think your mouth needs to be bigger. It looks too small.
If it was bigger, it would have olive loaf on it.
Only if your lips were bigger.
Oh, my God.
Or if he had some facial hair, it would stay there for later.
I mean, I could have facial if I want to. I choose not to. Mm-hmm. I choose not to. This is how I like to look.
When it grows out, what color is it?
All kinds of colors, you know?
All kinds of colors.
All kinds of colors. It's one of the multicolored beards. It doesn't look good, you know?
Mm.
It's like, what am I going to do? I'm going to dye it just for men's? No, thanks.
I mean, if you ever need some dye, you know where to go.
Not me.
Big Spoon.
No. Yeah.
She's got the blue.
They don't use the right color.
RV Richie says peacock beard. All right. So you watching football tonight? You watching Panthers? What are you locked into tonight? By the way, Canes played it, dude. They're playing Elon, the fighting Musks.
Here's the problem. I hate Thursday night. Thursday night is the worst because I got to get in and out of apps to watch both. I can't just switch channels. Okay.
All right, I gotcha.
So with my Roku, right, I have to get out of Prime and go to DirecTV to watch one or the other. So usually if I go back, I just kind of don't go.
I'm definitely interested because I want to see, like, you know, I feel like the Bills are going to win this game. I feel like they are, but
Listen.
It is a road Thursday night. It can be weird.
Here's the thing that you need to understand. Offensively, Houston has been caca. There's no other way of putting it.
Yep.
But defensively, they're really good. And the same thing happens, like what happened with the Dolphins, is that you get hot and make a couple of plays on defense and give your offense more opportunities, then the Bills got to press, just like when the other team, and now you're in it. Not saying you're going to win, but that's kind of what happened with the Dolphins, that they got some momentum, and everything just kind of worked out. Now, I would say this defense that Buffalo's going to face is really good. They can get after the quarterback. The Bills going to try to run it. I think when they try to run it too much, it puts them in a bad spot. Mm. So maybe you come out and throw the ball to set up the run.
Brittany, is tonight Dancing with the Stars results night?
No, they don't do that anymore.
Oh, so it's just once a week?
It's just once a week on Tuesday. So the finale is on Tuesday.
And the finale is who? It's the Crocodile Hunter kid?
Yeah, it's Robert Irwin, Alex Earl, Jordan Chiles.
What the hell's that?
She's the gymnast.
Yeah. She's an Olympian, right?
Yeah, she's an Olympian. She's a gymnast.
Jordan Chiles.
Okay. She's the one who got the bronze taken away from her this past year.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Chiles, Dylan, did I say Dylan Efron already?
No, you didn't. Dylan Efron.
And Elaine Hendricks, which I know.
Still in.
Yeah, yeah, she made the finale.
Is Dylan Efron, is that Zac Efron's other brother? Because isn't he kind of famous? I feel like he's in a Netflix movie all the time.
Who?
Dylan Efron.
No.
I feel like he gets roles.
No. He has he was on a reality. Rock climbing stuff. Yeah, oh, he was actually on Traitors.
On Traitors, yeah. That reality TV show.
Doesn't he have another brother who's an actor?
I don't think so.
What am I thinking of?
I'm not sure.
Oh, well.
He sucks at dancing. I don't even know why he's in the finale. Like, I really mean
it. Oh, my goodness. She is just going.
He went from zero to much more progress.
F1. Okay. That's what the show is. Dancing with the Stars.
You got any F1 takes?
Vegas is this week.
Yeah, he just took the words out of my mouth.
Vegas. So. Remember, last time we went there, it was. Didn't we go when they were building it and we had to, it took us 35 minutes to get across the street to go get a hamburger?
No, I'm thinking of Dave Franco. That's who I'm thinking of.
Oh. Because
I just saw that stupid Regretting You. I thought that was Efron's brother.
No.
That's James Franco's brother.
Yes.
My bad.
No, it's okay.
So who's going to win this week at Vegas?
Sorry, I just like.
Whoa.
Did they fix the street thing? Because remember,
they're like, I don't know if even Vegas is going to happen because it's super flooded over there right now. So,
what?
Yeah,
it's been raining.
Yeah, it's been raining really bad and it's flooded. So,
they don't have drainage.
Yeah.
Why would they?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It rains like twice a year.
I have a feeling Max Verstappen is going to win this weekend.
Thrilling.
It's okay. It is very thrilling because.
Is it thrilling? It feels like there's three people who can win every week. It's Verstappen, it's Lewis Hamilton, and the other guy.
No, Lewis Hamilton
hasn't
won
a race in like a year.
All right, well, for years he won all of them. Now
yes,
it's Verstappen's turn.
Well, no, the McLaren Lando Norris is leading right now. He's a leader.
Was he busy helping Chewbacca?
I don't get. Oh, I get your joke now. I'm over it.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
I'm over it.
Keep up.
Minus one.
Keep up.
Hi, Brittany. I'm sorry.
Keep up.
No, I'm sure it's a great sport. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make fun.
I mean, seeing, like, turn on the TV at 11 o'clock at night and being able to watch F1 at night is kind of cool.
It is
the
cool.
The concept is cool.
Can you at least, Can we make a deal, Tobin? Can you at least just watch one
race? I watched it. Yeah, Verstappen is great. Lying again.
Hit him with a minus one.
You know why I think I hate it? I think I hate it because the more you watch racing, the more you realize that it's not always about the drivers racing. It's about the pits and all that stuff. And that is unfortunate because you could be leading the whole race and then you have to come in and there's no yellows and you can't ever catch up.
Yeah, thrilling. That's exactly what everybody wants to watch. Professional mechanics. It's awesome. Sounds like an awesome sport. I'm not even playing around.
You're on one today.
Hey, that's very cool, by the way.
Minus one.
I love the way they have 3 second pit stops. Mm-hmm. Not like NASCAR. Holy smokes.
Who's on Team Ford? We got to root for them.
That's NASCAR. That's not F1.
Oh, sorry. How dare I?
Let's see. Ford.
They're higher end cars.
They have. They have.
Let's go ahead and discredit NASCAR.
Is Ford, Toyota, Ram, is in NASCAR, and then Ferrari. Who else?
Ferrari, McLaren, Aston Martin.
Yeah.
Mercedes.
Yeah. So the high end cars.
Yeah.
She was right.
I know I am.
Of course she is.
Cadillac is going to join next year. Audi's going to join next year.
Are they like stealing anybody from NASCAR?
No.
Cadillac, I'm surprised they didn't. Well, because Chevy uses the same engine.
What if they did a race between NASCAR and F1? Like, could they do a?
You can't.
Could they do a hybrid?
They would. It would.
Formula One would kill them.
Yeah, they would destroy them. They're so fast.
They get lapped within like maybe the first 10
minutes
of
the race.
Because
the thing is that
what if
NASCAR,
they burn out faster? Is it like a turtle? Is there like a slow and steady wins the race thing here?
No.
Right.
Like they were just really fast. I always thought who was faster between the F1 and Indy cars, but the F1 cars look so much bigger.
Yeah, the F1 cars are bigger. The thing is with NASCAR is because they don't really do road courses, and when they do road courses... They change cars, and they have to go at a slower speed. So if they are doing a road course, which an F1 car could never do, a NASCAR, like a NASCAR track.
Too many turns.
Too
bumpy.
Yeah, it's just like...
That's my point. You couldn't set up some kind of a race where it evened it up?
No, because the straightaways... would just take
it's
the NASCARs
like
out of
versus
it.
Versus boxing, you know? Like, I think if found out who the best fighter is.
Because
the ultimate racing championship.
The straightaway, like, the...
Don't look at me like that. That's a great idea.
The Formula One cars could just take their time around the track and not, like, just try not to get in trouble. And then the straightaways, they would eat them up.
Like, if you could have in the animal kingdom, if you could make the Kentucky Derby just the fastest animals, right? Like, you put a thoroughbred against a cheetah. You know, and see who really could come out on top. Long range, muscular, but also speed and burst. I feel like if we made an F1 NASCAR hybrid, now that's a sport.
You can't
I
do
feel
it.
Like you get that with IndyCar, though. Like, that's it. Like, IndyCar is that. It's essentially F1 and NASCAR into one. When did I ever disrespect IndyCar?
You never talk about IndyCar.
Yeah,
well, because
I don't watch
it. The thing is that F1 cars, like, IndyCars do road tracks and ovals.
Yes, yes.
But Formula One doesn't do only ovals.
They don't do ovals at all.
At all. Because
they only do road courses.
It's almost like the cars are too big to only do ovals.
They're just not. You can't.
What about racing up a mountain? You know, like what if we did SUVs? You know what I'm talking about? Something like that. That'd be cool. Real
terrain.
They do
that. They have races on terrain.
No, I've never seen it.
They absolutely have that.
Yeah.
There's never ever been that happening. I've seen like the Tour de France. They do that.
They do it. They have like cars that. What is it called? You ever seen a rally race?
No.
Where they go across all terrains.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
You guys haven't watched it. Name one racer for that.
I don't know one
racer. I don't
know any
they all.
Like,
what's the pastrami? Pastrami.
No.
Pastrami. What's his name? Pastorini?
I'm going to need you to stop. You've had a tough
No, maybe he did so. No.
I'm going to need you to.
What's his name?
Dude, just recalibrate this.
I'm telling you.
Leroy Ford is his
No.
I want you
Pastor, to. Is it Pastrana? Thank you. Apologize.
Why would I apologize?
I didn't know the guy's
right.
Name.
You never
I wasn't.
Right.
I wasn't far off, though.
You want me to apologize? You called him pastrami. You want me to apologize?
It's Pastrana.
You made him a sandwich.
Travis Pastrana. That's correct.
Okay. Here's the thing, dude. I'm not going to apologize, and I want you to take the next 20 hours to recalibrate because you had a tough out last hour.
I did.
You did.
If you and Jennifer wouldn't have did the thing.
Yeah, and she's been a child because she just wants to play things that are on the internet.
That's you. Wait, all you need him to do now is hold the arm out and get the rake.
I'm not being a child. People are sending me things, and they're telling me to put it on air, so.
Well, we don't have time. The show's over.
I mean, that's why I didn't say anything. I was just putting it in the background while you guys talked.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Be better tomorrow.
No, you be better tomorrow.
It's pastrana.
Build Horde Tough.
You best believe Leroy is getting the hell out of there. I'm pooping my pants.
It is. Whoops.
Are you okay?
Oh, man.
By the way, you have olive loaf on your lips.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.